Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, the big show, the biggest show of them all, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I am your host, Isaac the Weishaupt, of no relation to Adam Weishaupt, for those of you who are new to the show, those of you waiting to get the big red pill, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the red pill. Today we're going to do, you know, the show format changes. I like to keep you on your toes, and your toes you will be on today. We're going to go through a wide array of topics, all very important for this specific day and time of year. I'm recording this on April 25th, 2019. At least that's the reality we're supposed to believe in right now. Unless you believe in Mandela Effect, alternate realities. Shout out SMQ. If you haven't listened to the SMQ one, go back in time about a year. Take a listen. Mandela Effect is very interesting. I think there's more reality to it than I even understand. I've been trying to dig into the quantum theory stuff again. I used to be really into it back when I was going to college. I took a physics 2, and we went into quantum theory, and it blew my mind. And I was really into it for a while, but I mean, that was 10 years ago, and all of that information is gone. Off into the wind. A woozle, a wazzle. There it goes. Today, we're going to talk about, like I said, shotgun blast. It's going to be, you know, like when you go to the store and they've got the brown paper bags, the mystery grab bag? That's what you're getting today. So I'm not even going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. You're just going to have to hang in there and listen. But I do want you to, those of you on the free feed listening to the show right now, all you freeloading parasites, you leeches. No, I'm just kidding. But the free feeders, at the end of the show, I'm going to have a 15-minute teaser for you. A teaser. If you don't like being teased, then I advise you when the show is over to turn back now. In fact, actually, disregard. I'm going to break that up. I'm going to do it separately as to be extra annoying to you. But what I'm getting at here is I've got a Patreon, if you haven't heard of it. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Big ups to all the Patreon supporters. And I gave them bonus content this month in the form of an hour and a half of Nipsey Hussle. Hour 15, I think, is what it was. Now, you may be saying, well, Isaac, you already talked about Nipsey Hussle back at the beginning of April, right when he got shot and murdered. Well, I thought I knew a fair amount the day I made that recording, but it turns out I did not. There was much more. I've spent 4 weeks researching Nipsey Hussle. Listened to all the albums, watched all the music videos, watched a bunch of interviews, and now I can illuminate, confirm he was definitely killed for a higher purpose, the big agenda. Sort of like Tupac. I don't think Tupac was just mistakenly shot up. I don't think it was gang violence. I think that a lot of these incidents, like Tupac getting shot on the Las Vegas Strip on a Saturday night after a Mike Tyson fight, and they can't seem to have a witness or anyone to tell them what happened. They are coordinated events. Just my belief. I wasn't there. How do I know what happened? But I think Nipsey Hussle was a coordinated event. And after this show on the feed, there'll be another show. It's a 15-minute teaser. And what it is it's a brief overview of what we get into on the Patreon feed. But you got to be on the Patreon team. You got to get with the winning team. The winning team is at patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. And I get it's not for everybody. I know. I read the comments. I read your reviews on iTunes. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry this is what YouTube forced me into. But on the bright side, the Patreon team has funded the hosting for all of my videos that Patreon or that YouTube banned. So big ups to that, right? So you get to enjoy some of the fruits of that. Of course, on IlluminatiWatcher.com, you can find the videos tab. over 100 videos. I think I've got half of them loaded up right now. It takes a Herculean effort for me to get it all completed, but check it out. Anyways, that'll be coming up next on your feed. The next episode is going to be a short little teaser. Take a listen. See what you think. You're going to enjoy it. I'll have you hooked. You're going to love it. Let's get into today's topics. Britney Spears. You already listened to my whole show about her MKUltra programming. Again, coordinated event, not an incident. Now, the update since I released that show last week, Paris Hilton on her Instagram supported the idea. She put out the hashtag Free Britney, which is now the unofficial, you know, slogan for people who think that Britney Spears is being held at this medical facility against her own will. I just merely postulate that it's part of the handling of these entertainers, the MKUltra mind control stuff. I just argue it's under that umbrella. Based upon all of the symbolism and ideas and facts from the last 20 years of Britney's existence. And now Paris Hilton herself, connected, she knows. She seemed to support this idea. Of course, Britney Spears, she listened to my podcast and then she released her own video on Instagram saying, "Hey everyone, I'm fine. Hey guys, like and subscribe. I'm fine. Everything is good here at the facility." And she cuts it off real quick, real short, like further fueling my paranoia that it is in fact not fine. Take a look at it. You can go check her out on her Instagram. And of course I joke, she probably did not listen to my podcast. Maybe she did, right? She gets it. Now, I also noticed, I believe it was on page6.com, one of these tabloidy websites, they had a video of these talking heads, you know, the mainstream media outlets, your TMZ kind of nonsense. And they're trying to build this narrative of shame for making these allegations about her being held against her own will. And, you know, you're reading through the lines, you can argue that they are trying to say that theories of MKUltra are insane. Of course, they don't say that. They don't address it. That's me reading between the lines. But what I'm getting at is they're trying to build a narrative saying that, well, if you say she's held against her will or she's being mind controlled, that's mean because it's a mental illness. Be nice to her now. And I get that, right? Like, that's a pretty shitty thing to say about someone. They're going through some tough times and having some mental issues. I get that. But to me, it seems like much more than that. It seems very strange. And they're already seeding the idea that, well, maybe this is just a publicity stunt because the ticket sales for her new Las Vegas residency were underwhelming at best. So she's trying to get out of it because of that. I don't know about that. Her first show in Vegas, her first residency did so well, they'd sign her for a second one. Why would all of a sudden the ticket sales be down? Doesn't make sense. Like I said, it's April 25th, and you know what that means. You know what that means. It's Illuminati sacrifice season is around the corner. From now until May 2nd, it is the lead up to the big pagan Beltane ritual, the Burning Man, the Wicker Man. Did you listen to my Wicker Man show? We talked about this concept. The pagan spring fest that the blood sacrifice must be conducted to the gods. Didn't Hitler kill himself on Beltane? He certainly knew a thing or two about the occult. But be on the lookout, right? Be on the lookout for some strange deaths occurring in big names in entertainment. Who's it going to be? I don't know. Gary Busey still alive? Is he still out there? We'll see, though, right? Now, big ups out there. DJW sent me the link on the Bowl Skiing Estate. the estate where Aleister Crowley lived. I talked about it, I think, on the last episode, real briefly. But Aleister Crowley himself lived in this little house to conduct magic rituals to summon the demons. He's supposedly summoned Satan. Say that three times fast. Supposedly summoned the Dark Lord of them all, the Darkest Lord of them all. And that, I argue, is where Nessie comes from, the monster of Loch Ness, because that's where the house is, right? It's up on the banks of Loch Ness, meaning the lake. Loch is lake. And that's where the house is based upon there. And there was all these odd things that happened in the house. Jimmy Page bought it because he's a big old occultist from Led Zeppelin. And he moved in, and I believe he said that there was a floating head that scared him out of the house. All kinds of weird stuff if you look into it. But apparently it's up for sale. So, hey, let's buy it, right? Let's get in there. Which actually segues nicely into a topic. I told you this was a grab bag. There's a wrestler by the name of Aleister Black. I've had this on my to-do notes for months now to talk to you about this. Aleister Black. Now, I know in the past I've talked about wrestling, but the truth be told, I'm a poser. I don't really watch wrestling anymore. To say I was obsessed with wrestling in the 80s is putting it very lightly. But the 80s and the early 90s, I was deeply involved in the wrestling scene. I think my dad thought I was going to be gay. I was so obsessed with it. Oh, boy. What's wrong with looking at a bunch of jacked up dudes covered in baby oil? That's not gay, is it? And then to make it worse, I liked Brutus the Barber Beefcake a ton. I dressed up like him when I was like, I don't know, 10. So he looked like a greased up Chippendale with his sexy 80s bangs and mullet. Anyways. And then I had a little stint a few years ago. I was watching Ring of Honor wrestling for about a year or two. And, you know, so wrestling's got a real, real warm place in my heart. In the cockles of my heart. Cuckles? Cuckled of my heart? I don't know how you say it. Aleister Black is this new modern wrestler. And I haven't seen him wrestle. Someone just told me about him. I looked him up. And sure enough, there he is. This guy's got... This costume has inverted crosses on it. It's got the cross of Leviathan, a.k.a. Satan's cross. The same one that's on the Adam's apple of Dave Navarro. Good friend Dave Navarro. How could he do it? Because he's in the Illuminati, right? He knows what it means. He plays coy on the Ink Master and on his little show when I told him he was in the Illuminati. But he, for real, he knows what it means. And Aleister Black's got it on his costume too. And if you look at Aleister Black's tattoos, that's how committed this guy is. He's got tattoos of on his chest. He's got a tattoo of a hand with the all-seeing eye in it with sigils, magic sigils. He's got a tattoo of an all-seeing eye inside of a triangle on his right arm. He wears a jacket that says Black Mass on it. What do you think that means? Officially, it's a reference to his spinning heel kick. In his story, he claims that, I mean, this is on Wikipedia, right? His story, he claims that this character comes from his father's interest in the occult. And, you know, Wikipedia, I believe, gets it wrong because they actually use the phrase in a cult, which is a common misunderstanding. It should mean occult. He's interested in the occult, right? Because, and to further emphasize that, I read on another interview, Black described his father's old belief system as, quote, heavy, really dark, and bleak. So, make of that what you will. Clearly, it's an homage to Aleister Crowley. But when you look at WWE's website, like, they don't really talk about it much, right? It's just a way to get people interested. Try to get them down that path, down that old left-hand path. with the rest of the goats. Mickey Rooney. He's an old feller. An old feller journalist. What was he on? 60 Minutes? But anyways, there's a book. There's a book coming out called True Confessions of a Shameless Gossip by a journalist by the name of Craig Bennett. And he says Mickey Rooney is a real creep. Says he wore out the casting couch by lining up young aspiring actresses for auditions that did not exist. Of course, right? That's what this... And he died at the age of 93, by the way. Crowley's number of Thelema. Is it by coincidence? I don't know. He's just an old feller. And I posted it. And I got a very interesting tweet back. I'm going to pull it up for you by... shout out to at Femtometer. What's a Femtometer? Anyways, this person, he or she, gave me a bunch of quotes from Bryce Taylor's book, Thanks for the Memories, which I have not read, but it's akin to Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America, where it's an autobiography of this person's experience with MK Ultra and the entertainment industry. In the first tweet, and you can read these for yourself, at Illuminati Eyes, like and subscribe below. Don't you hate social media? I hate it. I don't even want to publicize it. On the first quote, it says, in later years, my little daughter Kelly was often prostituted to many famous and sexually perverted men, including pedophiles like George Bush, Mickey Rooney, and others. Also on here, I'd play Goldilocks looking for a good bed with Dean Martin, Gene Kelly, Mickey Rooney, until Kelly was born. Mickey Rooney is, among other things, a pedophile and was afraid of publicly being caught with a child, but he felt safe having a slave child. He thought he wouldn't be caught. Then the next section, it appears that perhaps there's a whole chapter on Mickey Rooney from what I'm seeing on this tweet. Later on, after I had children, my daughter Kelly would be waiting inside the limo to give him oral sex. Ugh. Mickey wanted me there to watch. Mickey always liked to have tons of women, as many as he could amass, flanked by his side. And later it says, Mickey Rooney took over, later sexually pleasuring himself with our beautiful little daughter. He was absolutely disgusting. Clearly, right? It goes without saying. So that happened, right? Apparently, allegedly, let's keep it allegedly. And I talked about a lot of this kind of the impropriety of Hollywood last year with my Hurricane Harvey Weinstein episode. We go through many of these entertainers like R. Kelly, who only recently was kind of brought back up. Because isn't it ironic? Isn't it funny? All these entertainers and the politicians are the first to say, oh, we need to stop doing all the things that people are doing, and they're the worst perpetrators of it, right? Hypocrites indeed. And again, this is another example of how the conspiracy theorists get it right. Isn't it funny how there's so much demonization of conspiracy theories to the point that they're banning people like Alex Jones off of iTunes? I'm sure I'm next. And they turn out to be right years later. I mean, these are all allegations on Mickey Rooney. I don't know if he did this stuff. I mean, he was married like... How many times was this guy married? Like 10 times? Had 1,000 kids? I wouldn't be shocked, is all I'm saying. Beyonce. I talked about that old Beyonce. We talked about her Lemonade album a couple years ago. Full of Illuminati symbolism. So much symbolism. So great. She's taking pages from the Bible and putting it in the hoo-ha. That's what she says. Her words, not mine. And she's going underground and doing the initiation stuff. She's approaching death. She's in the bathtub. I mean, it's textbook occult symbolism. You can read, you can find it on my website too, IlluminatiWatcher.com. I've got a full analysis on Lemonade. And again, thanks to you Patreon folks, there's the video's back up. It's back. It's alive. So, and in fact, it made my most popular videos list because it went viral. I think it had over 500,000 views. I think it was close to 1 million by the time they banned me on YouTube. So, yeah. So anyway, oh yeah. Why am I talking about Beyonce and Lemonade? Well, apparently Lemonade is streaming on all the sources. They pulled it from the exclusivity of Tidal, which is a real turd, and put it on. I actually signed up for Tidal just because I wanted to check it out. I think it was back when I was researching for Lemonade, actually, and I wanted to listen to the whole album or watch the videos or something. And what a dumb idea. Anyways, speaking of dumb ideas, Kanye West has a church. Apparently, he's doing Sunday services. I don't know, have you seen this yet? He's doing these Sunday services, playing the music, and blah, blah, blah. And someone reached out to me, and they linked me into a curious quote. And my apologies, I don't have the name in front of me here. But the Kim Kardashian said, there's actually no praying, no sermon. So what's the point here? Kanye is a very strange character. He goes back and forth in my mind as pro or anti home team here. So I don't know what to make of that. But apparently he did on Sunday at Coachella, which didn't you find it curious the timing of Coachella was over Western Easter Sunday? So all the rich hipster kids are out there doing the rock music instead of going to church. Coordinated? I don't know. Speaking of coordination, guess what's coming up on, I think it's May 1st, next week, it's coming up, the Billboard Music Awards. Again, another one of these high-profile ritual events. I've talked about the BBMAs in the past. They've had many examples of symbolism. And Madonna, that old Madonna is coming back. She's got a new album, apparently, and a new alter ego. Goes by the name of Madam X. And she's giving us the symbolism of the all-seeing eye, because she's wearing a patch with an X on it. Again, it's a mixture of things going on here. It's a mega symbolism event. She's got the patch, which is the circle with the X on it. Again, it's the fusion of the X and the O, calling upon the goddess of the depths. Of the abyss, Corone Zone. Actually, I think Nodens is the correct term. It's a beast from the abyss when you fuse the X with the O. And she's the queen of Kabbalah. She knows this. She knows this stuff. And she's got a new video. I think the name of the album is going to be called Medellin. It's a reference to the city in Colombia. Colombia. You may recall, you might be thinking, why does that name ring a bell? Well, it's because not too long ago, it was the most dangerous city in the world. Because that is where Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel were set up. So in the video, she's dancing around with this, you know, hot young Spanish puppy. I took 2 years of high school Spanish. Dígame. Dígame. Remember that in Scarface? Great movie, right? Hey, chico, if anything happens to that, buy money. Hey, pobre, see, my boss gonna stick your head up your ass faster than a rabbit. You know what? You know what that rabbit does. So, I'm losing. Can you tell I'm losing track here? Okay, Madonna. So she's gonna perform at the BBMAs. And I want you to be ready to see it. I want you to be ready for the symbolism. It's going to be the all-seeing eye. It's going to be the X with the O. How old's Madonna, by the way? I mean, she looks pretty good for her. She's got to be like 70, 60. I don't know. Don't look it up. Don't you put that phone down. Don't you look it up either. We're going to enhance that sense of wonder that great saint Mr. Rogers told us to embrace, that he said technology would destroy. We're going to wonder, how old is Madonna? She had to have been, what, like 30 in 1990? So add another 30. Yeah, she's like 60. She looks pretty good for 60. I'm not hating on her. And not to mention, Madonna gets a pass in my book. I'm a real hypocrite. And you know this about me already. I'm a real hypocrite. And Madonna, she will always get a pass in my book because there's no one more obsessed with 80s Madonna than me. Well, that's a lie. I really enjoy 80s Madonna music, okay? She can sacrifice 10 kids for Open Your Heart. Crazy for You, great song. Get Into the Groove, come on. That's worth a few bodies. Stack them up. I'm joking, okay? It's not worth a life. But let's talk about the Fonz. Henry Winkler, he's got a book coming out. You didn't know that, did you? He's got a book coming out, and guess what it's about? It's about aliens coming to Earth and working out of Hollywood, working in the entertainment industry. The book is, it's a series called Alien Superstar. You can't make it up. It's about an alien who lands in Hollywood and becomes a teen sensation. Again, they're planting the seeds for you to not only accept, but embrace extraterrestrial life. Because they need that as instrumental in the plan to destroy Christianity. And I know half of you don't believe in Christianity. I get it. Okay. We already talked about this a million times. That's okay. You don't have to. But to me, if they didn't hate it so much, I could maybe see how people think it's made up. But the fact that that's their number one goal is to get rid of it. And you read the occult literature. Read in my book, The Dark Path. I go through all of the examples. Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, NASA, Wernher von Braun. All these people were obsessed with destroying Christianity. Why is that, though? Why is that? Because their god is Lucifer. The yin to the yang there. And the Fonz, he was in Barry. Do you watch Barry on HBO? It's actually a pretty entertaining show. And last week's episode, I don't know if it had any coincidence, but he was taught, he plays a teacher of theater, teaching these kids how to act. And the one kid, he has this, and the kid, the students were assigned to come up with a story to tell based upon their life. And the Fonz is talking to this one man, and he's basically saying that the guy made a story up about how he was abducted by aliens. And I found that curious, that was right, or I mean, it was almost the same day, maybe a few days before that, that it was announced that he was going to be writing this book about the Hollywood alien. David Bowie, right? The old Black Star, which you heard us talk about when I was on Infinite Fringe recently. Did you listen to that? Billy Ray Valentine. I'm gonna post that on the feed too. We got shows on shows on shows coming up. All right. Now, one last thing here. Two things. A man killed his mother because he was paranoid about the Illuminati in the UK. I'm going to read you from the mirror.co.uk. A son went on a psychotic rampage and killed his own mother after becoming paranoid about the Freemasons and the Illuminati, a court heard today. Melo Myers took two kitchen knives from a drawer at the family home in Aylesbury and stabbed his mother Lorna to death as she tried to prevent him leaving the house. He then lunged at a second victim, stabbing him after he tripped up in the kitchen. Myers, 32, stabbed his mother Lorna twice in the chest, prosecutor Michael Roakes told the judge. The horrific attack followed weeks of growing fear among his family after Myers suffered increasingly paranoid delusions about the secretive Freemasons and popular internet conspiracy, the Illuminati. Judge Heather Norton heard that his family had pled with him to get medical attention for his deteriorating mental health, which followed his frequent and fearful comments about the secret societies and making bizarre hand gestures. He sounds fine to me. I don't really have a lot of commentary on that. I just thought that was interesting and I wanted to share it with you. Finally, let's get to the final piece. Celine Dion.
Illuminati witch!
She is... I actually researched this many, many, many moons ago. And I haven't got around to writing up a piece on it. Because, you know, I get distracted very easily. And, anyways, she's got this fashion line. And you probably already heard about this, so bear with me. But there's this fashion line she came up with for children called Celine Ununu. Celine Ununu. It's the worst name. It's the worst name since Isaac Weishaupt. And I noticed it because when she first did it, because if you go to her website where she's got these clothings, the kids are wearing, you know, black skulls and inverted pentagrams. She's really pushing the nihilistic agenda, which is of no surprise because on, you know, some of her album covers, you see the all-seeing eye and she's doing the 666 hand sometimes. She's totally in the Illuminati, right? Totally. But what I didn't write that yet. I didn't write that article yet. But the reason I'm talking to you about it right now, is because Snopes on April 9th dropped a quote unquote investigation into this. And that's why I'm talking to you about it right now, because it says, did Celine Dion launch a Luciferian children's clothing line? And then the subtitle is, changing gender norms do not mean that demonic forces are afoot. Because the clothing line is meant to be sort of androgynous, right? Which I get, right? I'm okay with that. I don't care. Like sometimes the kids don't know their gender till they get a little older, right? Like biologically, maybe the plumbing is here or there or whatever. You know, there's issues going on, right? Like sometimes it happens. Let's not pretend everything is the Illuminati, right? So she makes this androgynous clothing line, and other conspiracy folks talked about how this is satanic and Luciferian, you know, which which I half got behind myself, right? But the most curious thing that I saw, and I'm going to read it from Snopes right here. The reference for the phrase on the clothes is unclear, but New Order is the name of an English rock band that became popular in alternative music scenes in the 1980s. And I guess I should explain. One of the shirts or whatever has the words New Order on it. Isn't that curious? As in New World Order, right? Which is surely where the other conspiracy folks went to. But Snopes, in their oh-so-great investigative journalism, decided that, no, that doesn't mean New World Order. It's a reference to this 80s English rock band. What are you talking about? Of course it's not that. Of course it's not a reference to an 80s English rock band. That's insane. That Snopes, I used to believe in Snopes. I'm becoming more and more right-wing every day, which is insane to me that I can't believe that this is happening. But I didn't realize what Snopes was. It's just two asshole liberals that are saying whatever they want. And somehow they became the de facto source of journalism. That's insane. And I first suspected something was up when they did their pizza article. You know what I'm talking about? The pizza, right? The pizza? I don't want to say it. And I don't know, man. It's real sus. But anyways, they did a thing on the Celine Dion thing. So I wanted to share that with you because I want you to know what's going on with that. You make the choice on what you think. Big ups to Jose on Twitter. Months ago, probably now. they make these shoes for Kyrie Irving. He's a basketball player. He plays that old sports ball. And I made an article a year or two ago about the shoes because they have like Illuminati pyramids on them or whatever. But now the new ones have an all-seeing eye and they're called the Black Magic. Isn't that curious? So that wraps up all of the latest and greatest, all the good topics you wanted to hear about. And I do want you to listen to that teaser. Listen to that 15-minute teaser on Nipsey Hussle. It's a very special teaser. I want you to hear it because you're going to get hooked and you're going to want to hear the whole thing. And you know what that means. You know what that means. You go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. I got to build up my face tattoo fund, okay? I got to build it up. I got to work this day job, so you got to fund it so I can get face tatted up. Isn't that weird, by the way? Like, speaking of the Madonna Medellin video there, she's dancing with the Spanish Papi, and he's got, you know, neck tattoos and hand tattoos. And anytime you look at, like, fashion websites where they're selling clothing, they got models, they've always got the face and the neck tattoos and the finger tattoos. Are tattoos a psyop? Is that what's going on here? Why are they trying to get us all? I mean, look, I wish I had the job where I could be covered in tattoos. I think they look cool. I like it. But, you know, I'm the canary in the coal mine. I embrace all of this dark Illuminati stuff. And then I try to warn you about it. But what's up with that? Why are there, you know, because I don't believe that the music industry is just completely its own entity. I think there's some involvement and coordination in there. And the SoundCloud rappers, who are supposedly these organic things, it's not true. I don't believe it. They're walking around with these crazy face tattoos, which, like, I don't care if you have face tattoos. Like, good for you. But, like, don't you think that also, like, limits your job choices? I wish it wasn't the case, don't get me wrong. I think you're judging a book by the cover when you see that, but for instance, if I got a big giant inverted cross on my face and went into work, I'd get some very serious looks. And maybe, I don't know, am I fear-based thinking? Am I being closed-minded? I don't know. I think I'm just observing the system. And, you know, growing up, it was like only drug dealers, tattoo artists, and prisoners had forearm tattoos. Like, that was a big risque taboo thing to do. But now you can't get any taboo. Remember when Mike Tyson tattooed his face? Everyone was like, that's insane, why are you doing that? And he had plenty of money. He doesn't need to go get a job somewhere. And I talked about this years ago. There was a video for the rap group Swollen Members. The guy's got face tattoos, and I made a comment about it. And all I was saying, I was trying to warn people, like, hey, don't be influenced by this, because, you know, young people out there getting these face tattoos, you could be limiting your job choices, because whether you like it or not, whether you agree or not, the older generation sees you coming with a face tattoo, and they think you're fresh out of prison. I don't agree with that logic. In fact, I can't wait for that to go away so I can get inked up with tattoos or whatever. But what I'm getting at here is I think there's some psyop there. I don't know how to support that with evidence besides, like, the tons of tattoo shows on TV. Ink Master, right? Old Dave Navarro himself, the Illuminati Grand Master there, pushing the tattoos, and then the SoundCloud rappers. If you see anything on that, if you see any supporting evidence for the tattoo psyop, hit me up. Hit me up on the socials, at Isaac Weishaupt on Instagram, at Illuminati Eyes Twitter. Don't mess with me on Facebook. I won't read it. You can follow on Facebook. I give updates, but I don't read nothing. I barely read the other ones. You know this. If you sent me a DM on the Instagram, I probably haven't got back to you. I promise I read through them. I batch process things like once a month. So anyways. All right. As always, stay woke.